Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with Iowa DNR training specialist Ann Reardon about the annual Christmas bird count happening this Friday and other upcoming winter events hosted by Springbrook State Park. This is part one of a two-part interview. This week is the annual Christmas bird count. If you'd like to share, what is going on at Springbrook State Park for that?
Springbrook State Park will be our gathering place for the Jamaica Circle of the Autumn and Christmas Bird Count. It's basically a bird census, the longest running wildlife census in the world. It'll be its 119th year. So we're going to meet at Springbrook and then get into smaller groups and go out and count birds. Some of us will be driving, some of us will be hiking, some will be doing a little bit of both, but the count will run all day long, and people are invited to join for all day or for part of it. And they could just contact me, and I can help them to know where to meet if it's going to be after the beginning of the hike. But some of us are going to meet at 7 o'clock in the morning at the park house at Springbrook State Park. My office is in their former house. So we'll meet at 7 in the morning, and we'll go out and see how many different kinds of birds and how many different birds we can see.
And why is it that you choose to do the Jamaica Circle for the bird count? Why that area specifically?
Well, for one thing, it's because Springbrook State Park is in the Jamaica Circle. Also, it's got all sorts of diverse areas. It also includes Bays Branch. It includes Lake and Slough. It includes little towns, lots of places that are open, so different types of habitat where we're going to find many different kinds of birds. So it increases our chances of just having a lot of diversity within the count. And that count area was established years and years ago. And so by doing that same area every year, it gives us a better picture of what's happening with populations and distributions of birds.
And why do you like to take part in this count that nationally has been going on for over a century?
I think it is so exciting to be a part of citizen science. We can rely just on reading about what other people, what ornithologists and other scientists have found out, or we can get out there, put our boots on, and be a part of it, and that's the exciting part. And I get to introduce new people to this and just to realize that what we do is a little piece that when we put all the pieces together, it's really important.
Why would you encourage maybe those who haven't done it before to come out?
It is the absolute best way to learn about birds and birding. We are fortunate, really, to have a great group of expert birders who love to teach, and just spending time doing this, spending the whole day doing this, oh my gosh, you just want to drop everything and become an ornithologist. It's exciting, it's fun to learn, and you're going to find things that are really surprising to you. And I also think it's great to know that you're a part of something important that's helping wildlife.
And if folks want more information on the count, what can they do?
They can, if they want more information on this particular part of it, they could contact me. If they want to have more information on the Christmas bird count in general, there's a lot of information online about that. Just look up Autumn and Christmas bird count.
And then what is the next event that you have going on at Springbrook?
Okay, after the bird count on Friday, I'm going to help Dallas County with their bird count on Saturday. So that's I'll give them a little plug. On Sunday, we'll have a winter survival program for youth here at Springbrook State Park. It's going to be from 1 to 4, and we'll be doing things like just learning about winter survival, things to do and how to handle yourself in a survival situation, including creating survival shelters, starting fires without matches, learning some navigation that could help you in a survival situation. Following that, on December 22nd, I realize it's a busy time for people, but it's going to be a full moon, and if maybe your family's back and you're looking for something exciting to do, come out to Springbrook. We'll hike in the full moonlight, and we'll get together from 6 to 9. It sounds like there won't be any snow with our warm temperatures that we're going to have leading up to that. I was thinking we might do a ski, but if we have snow, we'll ski. If we don't, we'll make a fire up in that upper CCC shelter, and we'll hike up there and hike around and listen for owls and just enjoy being out under the full moon.
And so you said if there is snow on the ground, you'll cross-country ski, you mean?
Yes, I have a few pairs of cross-country skis, and if people have their own skis, they're always welcome to bring them. This is a great place to ski. And unfortunately, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of days in the 40s, so without a lot of precipitation expected. So it looks more like a hike right now, but we'll definitely be popping up some cross-country ski experiences throughout the winter.
And is that event open to all ages?
Yes, absolutely.
And is there a fee, or do you encourage people to pre-register for that event?
There really isn't a fee, and I guess my disclaimer is I have 7 pairs of skis, and so if there's more people than that, then we share, and it ends up being all right because there's other fun things to do.
The Winter Survival event, is that one that you've held in the past?
Yes, I do that quite a bit because it's, I think, a pretty appropriate thing, and it's just a great skill to have in your back pocket in case you end up being in a situation. So this one is geared towards youth from 8 to 14, but parents are very welcome to join in and stay along. That's, stay with us throughout the program. That's just fine. It's just fun. It's fun, but it's also filled with good skills that might help you out if you needed them later.
And can people find any other information on those couple events online anywhere?
Well, on the DNR events pages, those will be listed, but they're also welcome to contact me if they would like more information about any of that.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Iowa DNR training specialist Ann Reardon about the annual Christmas bird count happening this Friday and other upcoming winter events hosted by Springbrook State Park. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.